Welcome to the Where Rural Matters podcast, the official podcast of the Texas Rural Education Association. Here, we spotlight the people, policies, and programs making a difference in rural schools across Texas. TREA, Where Rural Matters.
Hello, welcome to another episode of TREA's podcasts. Today, I have with me Melissa Gordon. Melissa represents HWH Construction. They are a major sponsor of TREA and a sponsor of our conference activities. And we're happy to have her here with us this afternoon. But Melissa, thank you for joining us. We want you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about HWH Construction. What do you do?
Well, absolutely. Well, number one, thank you for having me. HWH has been a diamond sponsor for many years, and we support all things TREA and what you're doing. So first off, thank you for what your team does each and every day for rural schools. But my name is Melissa Gordon. I am the pre-construction manager at Harrison Walker and Harper. I'm going on my ninth year here, but I've been in the business development pre-construction role for about 3 years. One of my favorite things about HWH is that one of the industries that we serve as a construction manager is education. We have been around since 1887. Of course, that's what you can see in our logo, HWH 1887. We started out in residential, but really got into government work and manufacturing, aviation in the early 1900s. And about 1980, 1975-ish, that time, we really got into the education space. So we've got 40 plus years of construction in K through 12 education, and then also higher education as well. We are based out of Paris, Texas. That's where our corporate office is, but we also have an office in downtown McKinney, which is great because it helps us just serve more markets, but we go all over Texas. Really our focus lately, especially within the last 5 to 10 years, has been education. I can tell you on the GC side, like I mentioned, we serve education, manufacturing, aviation, government, even healthcare. Right now, we have 10 general GC projects going. 7 of those are K through 12 projects. And even drill down a little bit further, those 7 K through 12 are all rural districts. So, you know, TREA definitely has a special place in our heart. One of the reasons we love working with rural districts is because we understand the challenges they face. We're fifth generation family owned and operated. So relationships are very, very important to us. And we understand that most of our rural school districts, they're working on limited budgets. They've got to get the most bang for their buck. They've got to be able to have multiple uses out of spaces. And those kind of challenges are exactly what HWH loves to do. Now, as far as construction services go, we do offer CMAR services. That is construction manager at risk. We also do CM agent work, design build, and job order contracting. We are a preferred tips vendor. We offer all of those ranges of construction delivery methods because we also understand that every district and every board is a little bit different. Some school districts, they have the staff and the experience to run a CM agent job. Some really, especially in rural markets, we see they like the CMAR approach better because we're able to offer them support. So, and with our design build, we have an architectural firm that we partner with that helps us through that process as well. So, if we do have a rural school that wants to do a design build job and they have a preferred architect, we'll definitely work with them. Partnerships are the way we do business. Like I said, relationships are the way we do business. Something also that we offer is pre-bond planning services. We love working with, the district's legal teams, if they have an architect, their financial advisor, to help give real numbers, because we can take, the square foot prices that we see on our current projects and apply that to potential projects. So if a district says, okay, I really want to build a field house, I think I'm going to do it out of fund balance. Okay, have you worked with a financial advisor? Do you know how much money that you can get if you did go out for bond? Is there a tax increase? We love being on the front end of that just to offer that support and offer that expertise, because a lot of times some of these districts, they can go out for bond and with a no tax increase and really get maybe a bigger space or multiple spaces. A lot of projects that we're working on right now all include CTE programs. A lot of our rural districts are really pouring in to those programs to offer to students that way that they're ready for the workplace whenever they come out and they graduate high school. Some of them are graduating with dual credit classes. Some of them are graduating with associate's degrees. Some of them are graduating with certificates, and they can't do that without the facilities to be able to host those programs. So that's one of my favorite areas too, is to touch base with those CTE directors, and even some campuses that we built and some that we don't. We like engaging with the local teachers, so that way we can gauge interest in some of these students. And that way, you know, hey, whenever they come out of high school, maybe they'll get into construction, and that's our end goal as well. So let's see, what else?
You've covered a lot.
I know. And sometimes I talk really fast and I start to go. I'm very passionate about schools. You know, I'm a mom. I work full time and I'm a mom. My kids are in public schools. I will have a senior next year and an eighth grader. They're getting gearing up for summer. But public schools and what they stand for and what they do for our students are so important. Without public education, we wouldn't have the next wave of workforce. I'm sure you've heard, just like teachers, it's very difficult to keep good quality employees. There is a trade shortage. You hear it in the news. It's very real. And if we could help districts be able to build those facilities to help these kids get hands-on experience to be successful after graduation, hey, they might be successful with us. And that's really our mentality.
Well, we know it's obvious to us because we've worked with you for several years now. We know that you're educators at heart, even though you run a construction company. It's very seamless in terms of there's no difference between education and construction with what you do, because you combine the two extremely well. And you mentioned relationships, and particularly at our conference, that's obvious for us. And so we appreciate what you do. Can you tell me, is there any, like, I know you're in East Texas, East and North Central Texas. Is there any, because we're statewide, is there any areas that you don't go into? Do you cover statewide? Do you more the east half of the state and the north half? How does that work?
Well, currently, most of our projects are in Northeast Texas, but we have one south down in Atlanta ISD. We've got one in Region 10 at Milford that we just broke ground on, but we will go all over the state of Texas. And any TREA member districts, like if you need help or you need advice on what to go and what to do next as far as construction projects go, we do offer that to all of our TREA members. We'll help work with your architect. We'll help work with your financial advisor and even your bond counsel if that's the plan, but just help you with budgeting. Because again, rural school districts are very important to us.
We appreciate that, and that shines through. We appreciate everything you do. You sound like a very full service construction company. I know that some districts like the at-risk and some don't like the other. And it sounds like you offer all forms of construction management. So that's awesome. And we appreciate what you do. The folks can always get in touch with you through Bonnie or I at TREA. They can get our contact information on the website and yours as well, because yours is on the website. Do you have other contact information that you wanted to point out to our listeners?
Oh, email. Absolutely. You can always contact me through the TREA website. My email address and my cell phone number are on there. Text, call, email, any kind of communication, I'm happy to help. We also have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page, and we do highlight all of our projects on there, whether it's groundbreaking for education or project updates for our government projects. We try to make sure that our social media stays current, because even when we're in these districts, like I've mentioned, we're in, currently have 7 rural districts going through construction at this time. And we love to engage in the community once we get there too. We like to do beam signings. We like to do groundbreakings, grand openings. And that's just a service that we offer as a construction manager. We're there to help every step of the way, keep your community informed, keep your board informed, keep your staff informed. And we love to get the students involved as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, again, thank you for being a part of this podcast this afternoon, and hope folks will get in touch with you, because you are you all are a very great company and a great sponsor of TREA, and we appreciate that. And speaking of that, we'll see you in a few weeks at the TREA Summer Conference.
Yes, and I'm very excited for the Summer Conference. You and your team do a great job every year. It's one of our favorite conferences that we go to. We love the Scholarship Banquet and the Of the Year Awards. Special luncheons. It's just, you guys make that conference so great every year. It's a great resource for superintendents, and it's a great resource for boards as well. So thank you for all that you do.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. And it doesn't work without everyone, and that's the sponsors, the participants, and the TREA team. We all work together, but it's a great conference because of, like you said, the relationships and everyone that's there. So we're looking forward to that. And thank you again, Melissa. And I hope everyone has a great day.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Where Rural Matters podcast, brought to you by the Texas Rural Education Association. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep advocating for rural education in Texas.